Hello and welcome back to the Seminar Project. I'm Yinka Aressa and this is episode 2.
This episode is titled Year 2 because today we're speaking to a second year who will be talking about her experience of taking seminars and, you know, making a reflection of first year and second year, as well as going into a deep dive of a lot of the feedback that we got from second years and also second year and first years, as Maureen will be back again to, you know, join the conversation about how to improve seminars, make them more inclusive, make people more enthusiastic, etc. Without much further ado, I'd like to introduce you to the speaker today, Jess.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Introduce yourself. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, I'm Jess. I am a second year politics and international studies student. About me.
Who is she?
Who am I? Well, should we do that again? I don't know how to speak about myself and my own experience.
We're gonna keep it going.
Babe, who am I? Hello, I am Jess. I'm a second year politics and international studies student, and I plan on pursuing law after I graduate, but I'm also looking to delve into some creative industries potentially and look down those paths. So,
brilliant,
yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so how is how's your seminar experience been since coming to Warwick? Let's just jump into it.
My seminar experience has been interesting, very varied.
Okay.
Especially with stepping outside of my department. I think that different seminar tutors definitely have different ways of conducting that experience for students. So. Yeah, it's been quite interesting. I think that especially from first year to second year, there's been quite a difference because first year was mostly online.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't necessarily as engaging, but this year has been much better in terms of like having a sense of community with other students. And I think just getting more from the experience overall.
Brilliant, yeah. And would you say just say a bit more about like going outside your department? Do you mean like you did a different modules outside?
Yeah.
What department did you go into this?
I went to the sociology department.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was an experience. Surprisingly, the seminars were still online. I didn't know. I got sold a dream. But it was interesting seeing how they conducted that in second year. As opposed to the in-person modules that I had, there was definitely a big difference, but we'll talk more about that later.
Okay. Yeah, brilliant. And so one question I always ask is about sort of sixth form journey into university. What was that like for you?
As in the transition from sixth form to university?
Transition from sixth form to university and also generally like the expectations that you had about university and how that was met or maybe not yet met.
Do you know what? I don't think that I really had many expectations before coming to uni. I think I was just ready to jump into it. I didn't really have any standards, I guess. But I mean, the transition, especially like coming into uni in 2020 when COVID was like at its peak.
Yeah.
It was a little bit tough. Again, because we were just like confined to very small like communities and networks within university.
Yeah.
Didn't really have the opportunity to explore much and meet new people, especially in an academic context.
Yeah.
Which sometimes like made it a struggle with my degree, but in terms of like changes from sixth form to university, I'm not sure I saw a big difference, I'll be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I mean, of course, actually, like, working in university is much more independent, but
you've always been an independent baby.
Do you know what?
Okay.
I'm gonna run with that. I think I've been quite independent.
Okay, brilliant. So, in with your department as well, like how would you say they were in integrating you into university and your modules and your degree? Like how was that integration process?
Integration process has mostly consisted of online events. I think that in my department, to be honest, the the leaders of the department are quite hands-on. They do communicate with us a lot, to be fair. And it has been quite easy, I suppose, to, you know where you can access the different the necessary people that you need to speak to, be it seminar tutors, the head of like your modules, etc., etc. But yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, that's good though, but that's positive because obviously, I don't know, like, as you said, like coming in 2020, like, to university, a lot of people always said like, she's just taking another gap year. It's just like, you know, it wasn't the best time because everything was online. And like something we were talking about in the previous episode is the idea of, you know, like what are the intangible things that you get from seminars basically. And one thing that you get is that community, and that's and like that community, I personally as well did not feel it in, you know, online seminars in first year, just because everyone had their cameras off because everyone was at home and things like that. But how was that experience for you then, especially because this year you still did a module that was online when things were, so what was that like?
I think it was really interesting this year, especially doing that online module, to see that we actually found community in our shared belief that like our seminars like should be in person, you know, because it's just not the same. It just didn't really cut it, you know. We didn't really have the opportunity to fully immerse ourselves in the module and you know, have that like sort of diversity of thought and get all of those different opinions on our topics that we would have benefited from if they were in person. Again, obviously online people are a lot more reserved. As we saw in first year, the same sentiment carried over to that online module this year. People don't tend to engage, they don't tend to talk, they don't tend to turn on their cameras. And even in breakout rooms where you think, you know, you might feel a bit more safe, people still don't talk. I mean, I can't blame them, to be honest, but yeah, you know, you don't get what you paid for.
To be honest, like, you know, like, I can't blame them is one thing, but sometimes I blame just because, like, I feel very cheated, like, because when you put in so much energy and, you know, I get everyone's tired, it's like, I think I thought at least for the breakout rooms, like, if people would, you know, moving shy for the first part of it, or like they just didn't know what to say, like breakout room, maybe that's where this is particularly for first year, having that being online, it's like at least I was expecting there to be more chat, like basically that's where we're gonna form a community. But no, that wasn't a thing, and like that just felt like not everyone was putting in as much effort.
Yeah,
I don't know, but because I think that's what a few people have identified in some of the responses, where it's like it's not equal.
Yeah,
and that a lot of it was said, it was the reason that people thought it wasn't equal is because they don't think seminars do enough at the start to sort of integrate into like what is this about, like what is the purpose of us meeting every week. That goes beyond, you have to, this is part of your degree, and at the end of this you do some assessments that, you know, you get a mark for this. Like how do you feel about the engagement and how inclusive seminars can actually be?
I think that even in in-person seminars there is still some sort of disengagement. I think that sometimes it can just be quite awkward and people are often scared to like share their views because, I mean, you know, you're in a group of people that you don't really know. There isn't often that sense of community. And again, I suppose that's why I can't really blame people for being overly disengaged in breakout rooms as such, because the environment that you're in isn't really conducive to productive learning, you know, useful learning that's really worthwhile. And I suppose that also carries over into in-person seminars where, you know, you just feel a bit out of place sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you get picked on by the seminar tutor just to contribute in this room of people that you don't really know. And it's quite daunting. So yeah. I understand that.
Okay. Interesting. So in terms of, you know, the general question of this project is the keyword of inclusion. Would you say your seminars have been inclusive this year? Like this year and in first year? What does that mean to you? What does inclusion mean? Maybe we should start from there.
What does inclusion mean to me? I think inclusion means feeling comfortable, feeling like you're in an environment where you can express yourself and express your views in full without a filter. And I think that that's really important, especially in the kind of degrees that we do, you know, where you really need that diversity of opinions, you know, to build nuanced arguments as such. But, sorry, what was the first one?
Yeah, like, what does inclusion mean to you?
What does inclusion mean to me?
Yeah.
And then in regards to seminars?
In regards to seminars, like, do you think it's been, your seminars
inclusive
been
this
that?
Year?
Yeah. And first year, like, that reflection's always nice.
In first year, I think in first year and second year, it varies according to the seminar tutor. I think that there was this general consensus that was spread across the department, and they said, you know, really encourage your students to turn on their cameras so that everybody can, you know, just feel that bit more involved and really engage with the seminar. But of course, when you're at home, you're not going to subject yourself to that, especially when you're watching your seminar from bed. But this year, has it been more inclusive? To an extent, because there is that in-person element, but I lost my train of thought.
Because, like, I don't know, maybe from, like, a lot of the stuff that people have been saying and, like the responses, like, there's obviously issues with the state of seminars at the moment. That's there are things that stops people from just engaging generally.
Yeah, I think the seminar tutors have a lot to do with it. So, for example, again, in second year, it's been quite varied. Some seminar tutors are quite hands-on, and they put things in place to make sure that people will be more engaged, be it through group presentations, group activities. Okay, this set of people are going to prepare this for the seminar. You're going to look at this question. And then everybody is sort of forced to engage in that way. Whereas other seminar tutors like a more dictatorial style of carrying out their seminars, which I think tends to see a lot less engagement and a disconnect in general between all of the students. So there isn't as much engagement, there isn't as much feedback and shared thought, which isn't really helpful again.
Yeah, I suppose, so one thing that you mentioned before is that idea of the openness, basically. And I think that's one of the key stuff that people are saying there. Like, how do you, like, foster an open environment? Like what do you think seminar tutors are doing well? Like, if you have one seminar that you can think of that works well in terms of opening that atmosphere, and, like, one that doesn't, like, what are they doing, what are they not doing?
I think that more that needs to be done to sort of build a rapport between the seminar tutor and the students, and also amongst the students. So, again, I had one really good module this year where the seminar tutor just constantly, like, every single week there was going to be a group presenting. And that way you're forced to engage with different people and you're able to build that community so that people will feel more comfortable. And again, you know, sort of having that rapport with your seminar tutor as well, feeling like you can ask them questions without feeling judged, or put forward your ideas without it feeling like you're saying something that's completely off topic or niche. I think that that's really important. And there's a major difference between those seminars and others. For example, another module that I did was, again, just that dictatorial style between us and the seminar tutor. There was only that sense of community when we were complaining about the module. But, and do you know what? I think that we were more inclusive, like, just amongst ourselves, like, outside of the seminar setting. And I think that we were able to get more out, can't say more out of the seminar when you're not in the seminar, but we were able to take more away from that week's topic by discussing it amongst ourselves in spaces that we felt comfortable and with people that we felt comfortable with rather than in that environment.
Okay. And like, in that sense, then, was there, like, any, like, who are you complaining to? Like, who, like, in when a seminar is not as engaging, like, what do you, like, how do you engage yourself? Because obviously you've chosen it. And unfortunately, maybe it's not what you wanted, what you expected. And then you have it's counting towards your degree, because in second year now, like, it's not fun and games anymore.
Yeah, it's
like,
not at all.
This is it. Like, how do you make sure that this year is not going to waste, or like you're still learning for learning's sake? And
I think that speaking to course mates outside of seminars that you know is much more productive.
Okay.
And that's a way that I stay engaged with those topics and that aspect of the course, because I mean, honestly, if a seminar isn't engaging, if I don't feel like I can contribute, then I mean, do you know what? I will just take all of the notes in the world. If people are speaking, like, I will just collect their information and go, you know? Like, there's not really much more that I can do, especially, I mean, I'll try to contribute, but I don't know, it's kind of awkward when, you know, one person contributes over there, another person feeds back, and they're just, like, speaking to the seminar tutor, like, there's not really a sense of discussion. It's just, like, you're back in sixth form, you're back in school, and people are just answering questions for the sake of it. It's not really that productive. So that's all that you can really take away from a seminar.
And so I think, so yeah, one question I also was going to ask is, like, what kind of person are you in seminars in general?
I make my contributions, you know, I say things here and there, but you know, sometimes don't come prepared for a seminar. You know, you're not able to. Sometimes, like, your seminar tutor's asking for too much, or you just don't have time. So, I mean, it's a bit annoying that sometimes I can get away with not, you know, like, being prepared for a seminar, and, like, I can just fall into the background, you know? Okay. I don't think that's good. I don't think that, I don't know. I don't know if it reflects on me or if it also reflects on the quality of the seminar, you know? Everybody should be, like, forced to be engaged in some capacity, yeah. I think, you know? So, I don't know. It's a bit difficult.
Yeah, because what I was saying in the previous episode as well, it's like, you know, everyone, especially because of the state of the world as it is now, and just, like, the... Like, we can't sit here and pretend that uni is just a walk in the park. It's quite difficult, and there are moments that makes, you know, there are moments where you question, is this actually worth it? Like, and in those moments, it's very important to have, if not even everyone in your seminar, like at least one or two people that, you know, you can ask, how is that working out for you? Like, are you also, like, finding it this difficult? Is there something wrong with me? And I feel like sometimes there is that relationship with your seminar tutor where you can go directly to them as well, but then sometimes there's no relationship at all. It's just
and it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. So, like, how are you handling that? Like,
again, do you know what? It's interesting because I interact with a lot of my course mates, like, outside of my seminar. So even if I have one seminar, like, this year, Hobbs was tough. Hobbs was really tough. Like, some of that reading, it was just medieval language, and I don't know how they expected us to digest that on our own. And then my seminar as well, like, people weren't necessarily feeding back a lot. They weren't as engaged. So, I mean, luckily, like, I know other people from outside of that space, and I can speak to them, and that's how I can sort of navigate that. But if you don't necessarily have that community, then I don't know how someone would go about navigating that, especially if there isn't that rapport with your seminar tutor, and other people within your seminar group. I think that's why it's so important for your seminar to be that space where everybody's open, there is that rapport. You know, I think there should be more of an effort put in by the seminar tutor, perhaps, to ensure that there is that sense of community within the group, you know, beyond that icebreaker that you have in the first seminar, you know, like, for some groups, like, that's all that they have, and it doesn't go beyond that, so.
And with the build-up as well, I would say, like, with the build-up of when people aren't speaking, like, how do you actually get people to speak? Like, obviously, it's not your job to get people to speak like that, but, like, how do you get people to communicate when, I don't know, it's just, like, because some seminars are, like, I don't know, for second year, as the sort of layout change from first year to second year?
In that it's in person.
No, like in that it's in person, and also like in
also the structure length of the seminar.
The structure of a seminar, yeah.
I wouldn't say that the seminar structures have changed much,
yeah.
But again, it's difficult to say that because different tutors have different styles of carrying out their seminars. So, what was the rest of the question?
So what I was saying in the first episode is about how the difference between English first year, like seminar structure, and second year is that there's a lecture and then a seminar in most modules,
mm-hmm.
In first year, but then in second year, sort of changes where I'd say most of the modules don't have like a separate lecture. It's just like all shoved together, and it's like it becomes an hour and 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
2 hours.
No, not in PACE. Not in PACE at all. No, we have our lecture week one, and then from week two, seminars will start. And I can't remember what word they use for it, but the seminar in week two will be based on the previous week's lecture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it not like that for you?
No, like, whatever you study this week is what you're doing this week.
That is too much.
So, like, that's why, obviously, I'd say at the start, I think something the first year is always, like, I didn't take into... In first year, it wasn't a big thing because we didn't realize how serious it was. But second year, I was, like, on job with it. It's, like, when the announcement of, like, sign up for seminar comes out, like, you want to be quick on that because if I know the lectures is happening... First year, it didn't really matter because it was recorded. But second year, when, like, for my history aspect of stuff, when that was in person, history lectures in person, so it wasn't, like, recorded like that, it was... So the lecture is like happened at 9 a.m. on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I knew that I don't want to be going from lecture to a seminar. Like I wanted that, like for the English I had no choice, I just shoved in.
Mm-hmm.
But for history I had the choice of like I wanted my seminar immediately after the lecture or the next day or in the afternoon of the lecture day. So that I was able to like immediately as the sign up came, I was made sure that I did that where my seminar was the next day, so I had more time to really think about what was going on.
Do you feel like it's helpful having it like that, or would you prefer something that's more like the PACE department?
I think that would make, because there's just more time. There's just more time to like really consider what you're actually going to be saying in that seminar and what you're actually doing in the seminar.
That's
which
true.
Is like that's why I like just some issues sometimes with with the way the English one is, where it's just because I think now history is also going to do that for third year. Third year is just also everything's together, it's an hour and 30 minutes. Because I feel like if you're, yes, there's the reading, but if there's an issue already with the prep work about how much support you're given in terms of actually these are some questions that we want you to think about before coming in, or you have about 300 pages that you're supposed to read, focus on like this two chapters because that's what the seminar will be focused on. Sometimes there's that, sometimes it doesn't exist. So if it doesn't exist, then it just feels like if I've done all this reading and then in the lecture we're just talking, like a lot of the stuff I'm saying, am I just saying it based off immediate responses? And if so, is that the point of seminars? Is that like, do you think that is an okay thing? Because then sometimes it feels like you're just chatting the most and you're just saying things because it sounds exciting in your head, but you just haven't had the time to actually think it through. So when someone comes at you with, if you're lucky, and someone actually like says, oh, can you say a bit more about that? Or someone like say, oh, I don't agree with that. Like, how you defending yourself kind of situation. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in the way that your lectures and seminars are structured, I don't think that that's very helpful because, again, you don't really get to go away and take the time to, like, develop your own sort of views on what you've just learned. And, again, like, do you feel like you're able to take a lot away from seminars then in that regard? Because everyone would probably just be saying the obvious, you know, and just discussing, like, the surface-level stuff that you've just learned in the lecture, you know? And I feel like to have, like, a truly productive seminar, like, you are going beyond the obvious, you know? And you are, like, finding those niche arguments.
Yeah, because then it's, like, if it's not, just people are just confused. It's also, like, people are just asking, like, direct questions.
Yeah.
It just becomes a question, like, not a discussion is... like, because there is a distinction between a discussion and then people talking.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes with the way that structure is, it just becomes a, oh, what does that mean? Could you elaborate on that? Instead of, oh, I've thought about this this big idea that this person has said in this short quotation. Like, I've read a bit more around that, and that's why I'm asking this. But sometimes those lectures feels like it's just new information being relayed, which it is, and you're just trying to wrap your head around those new conversations because there's not time. And I think that's something like a few people like identified, which we'll go into in a minute. Probably take a break here, and then when we come back, we go into a bit of the feedback and stuff. Yeah, so welcome back to the second half of the episode, and this is the half where we're just going to go through some of the feedback from second years, and this part we're going to have a conversation with Jess and Maureen to sort of discuss first year perspective and also second year perspective of what's being said. As always, the response that we asked people for was condensed into four different issues that people thought could be improved about seminars. The first is the way the room is set up. The second, the prep material for the seminar. The third is how open the conversation is. And finally, the purpose of the seminar for each module. So if we start with the openness of the sort of seminars, like, I suppose the general question I can ask to both of you is, do you think you can speak openly in your seminars?
I feel that I can speak openly in my seminars, but I think that's just because I'm me, and I'm going to speak if I have something to say, but I wouldn't necessarily agree that that is a general consensus. So I can understand that. I think one of the history staff, can I say that?
Yeah.
One of the history staff said that seminars could be improved by switching up the layout of the room. At first, I thought that this was probably a little bit of a trivial point, you know, I mean, seminar isn't engaging, then what is that going to change? But I thought about it, and actually, when you're in a seminar and you're sitting in rows, and I mean, again, if it's just an awkward space, then you're just putting your hand up to answer, and you're only speaking to the seminar tutor, and it feels as though you only have to answer to them. Whereas, I don't know, if you changed it to a horseshoe or whatever, you know, seems appropriate. I don't know, I feel like automatically people would feel more engaged because you're addressing the whole room, and maybe people would feel more comfortable responding to what you're saying.
For me personally, I will be honest, I'm that person that just does not show up. I just can't stand those awkward silences, so I just have to fill them. Regardless of whether I've answered the past five questions already, I just feel so bad for the seminar tutor when it's just everyone's just staring at them, they're staring at us, no one is saying anything. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll say something. I don't know whether that's me being self-aware, but I think anyone can do that. They just choose not to do that. Like, there's an environment in which, like, if you wanted to speak, you very easily could. But also what you were saying about like the layouts, I think that's very important as well. Like for us, at least for some of our seminars, we're sitting in groups and stuff. So before we answer a question, you're like, okay, discuss with your group for like 5 minutes, and then feed back to the whole group and stuff. I feel like people really do benefit from that, because it's so much easier to talk to like three other people as opposed to like the whole, you know, seminar group.
Do you also feel like there's, I don't know, because obviously we do quite humanity based subject, and I suppose, as a result, it's a lot of opinions that we're dealing with. Do you feel like there's some opinions that you feel like you can't share because of the way the seminar sort of like the vibe is?
I'd say the vibe. I do politics and sociology, so they're very different vibes. Very different vibes. Politics, I think I'd be more careful with how I voice certain opinions, as opposed to sociology, where it's kind of like everyone not thinks the same but has like a somewhat similar, you know, opinions. Politics is very different to that. you see people coming in briefcases, sweater vests, and signet rings, and I'm just thinking, okay, let me just, you know, conduct myself in a different manner. But in terms of like the actual substance of what I'm saying, I think I could, as long as there's like fact backing it, then no one can chat to me about whatever I'm saying, do you know what I mean? Like, because I want to argue, and I've heard some heinous points being brought up, like I've heard some very questionable things, but they just voice it very nice and academically, so no, it kind of goes over people's heads, but when you catch it, you're like, wait, it's time to go back to our country. No, but honestly, I think as much as I find it hilarious that, you know, certain some opinions are just crazy, I also do, I like you know, diversity of opinion. I think it is important to hear, you know, all sides. You don't even have to agree with it, as long as it's like, it facilitates, like, you know, a good dialogue. Yeah. That's what's important.
What's your thought?
I mean, I agree, like, jazz it up a bit. I don't mind. People should say whatever they want, of course, like, just within reason, you know. I don't think that politics has, I think it depends on the module that you do. But I don't really care what kind of vibe people are bringing. I'm just gonna bring my own. Like, again, it can just be so dull sometimes. Like, just bring, again, like, your diverse opinions, you know, and then hopefully, I think that also encourages people to speak up as well if they're hearing something a bit different, you know, like, outside of the script. Otherwise, it can just be very mundane.
Yeah, because I think something that I've noticed from some of the responses as well, and even that serves well to something I've noticed in my module, both history and English, is just that sometimes it becomes an echo chamber so quickly.
Everyone's
it's just nodding and yes, and yeah, like, so we're all just basically saying the same thing. And sometimes I'm just like, what's the learning then? If, because again, it's the fact that everyone's trying to be respectable all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a way of having conversations where people disagree, like, on a strong basis with each other, but you can still have a respectable conversation that is leading somewhere. Like, what, you know, you're not just arguing for arguing's sake. You're trying to say, okay, I agree with what you're saying, but there's also this side of things, and it's important to look at this side of things, because once we leave this classroom that we're in, there are people who this is their belief. They believe this other side of stuff that you so strongly disagree with, but they live their life with that argument. So if we're not looking at both sides, how then can we, if we met someone like that in person, how can, because I think it then defeats the whole point of education, learning and stuff, and goes back to that sort of formulaic, like, way of GCSE and A levels, where we're just writing what the teachers told us, and just have to, it becomes a memory game.
For sure. And I think that that's the whole point of seminars, you know, they are only useful when we can have those sort of conversations and people can actually counteract what others are saying. And I kind of think that it's on the seminar tutor a little bit to sort of orchestrate that sort of environment and encourage people to debate with each other and challenge each other's opinions, because that's why people feel that seminars are so useless sometimes, because you just go to your seminar and everybody's saying the same thing. You know, everybody's just, I don't know, read the seminar questions, which are directly linked to the lecture, and everyone has the answers, you know, like, you're not getting anything new and useful that is going to help you when you're writing your essay. Mm. And that's why I don't show up sometimes, you know? Like,
no, I agree. I feel like, especially with the whole, you know, echo chamber of just, like, sometimes I'll go, I'm just thinking, I could say something that, like, I know people would agree with, or I can try out the most, like, god-awful takes. And I just love it. Like, I remember in one of my politics modules, I did a whole presentation about how I think that Molly May is, like, directly linked to the new emergence of new right, you know, conservatism.
Okay.
And,
you know, we all have the same
blank faces all around. People were like, why? What is she saying? But it makes sense. Like, I just love new takes, because no one wants to hear about me go on about, oh, Karl Marx this and Engels that. You know what I mean? Like, it's all so overdone and overused. Yeah. Like, I like new takes. Like, I just like, even if they're wrong, even if they are not factually correct, I just like, it's just kind of refreshing when you hear something that isn't people aren't going to agree with, or that it hasn't really been done before.
And it's entertaining.
It is, because, you know, what I mean? You know, that's why you've travelled in.
Exactly. You think I should get on that 30-minute bus to 1 hour journey to come to a dead seminar? It's not going to happen.
Just get offended, because, like, and I think that's probably one of the key stuff. It's like, everyone's worried about offending people, but if you're in a seminar and, like, you're offending someone, then I think you know already that that's what you're doing, because there's a way of asking questions and a way of, like, dialoguing with people where everyone's respect, because I think it goes back to, like, how the seminar even begins in the first place, or, like, the first seminar you go to for that module. It's like, what's the vibe that the seminar tutor is sharing with you guys? Is this an open space where, you know, everyone can talk openly and freely without judgment? But with saying without judgment doesn't mean if you say something that's mad, I can't say, oh, like, could you just elaborate on that? Or what do you mean by that? Because then we're challenging each other and, like, challenging our ignorance, because everyone's ignorant. Like, anyone who tries to, move that they're not. Everyone tries to move like they're not.
I feel different, though.
You know? you know, everyone has something that they, like, you know, they will be ignorant about, and they don't see, they don't think that, they think what they're saying is right. And unless they're able to, like, voice that, and someone actually hears that and say, oh, actually, maybe no, that, you know, this is a different, like, this is a different take from what you've said. I think that also just helps with essays, because sometimes when you leave the seminar and, like, you know, everyone has just been nodding and yesing and, like, saying the same thing in a circle, like, it's difficult to well, then am I writing in my essays? Like, if I can do 1,500 words on all the yeses and nodding, what about the other 1,500? Yeah, exactly. Where's the counter argument to make, you know, give the essay some energy. Like, you know? I think even, like, a module I can think of that I did this year, it seems like it's always moving according to what the seminar tutor wants to talk about rather than what, like, students actually want to talk about. And it does actually go into how the setup of the seminar is, because it brings in the power play again. It's like, it's, you know, secondary and sixth form, there was that heavy power play where the teacher's standing in front of you because they know everything in the world, and they're like, the, you know, you're here to listen to them. But that's not the energy that I think university is, because it's supposed to be this open space where you're learning new ideas, you're developing on ideas that you have already, and, like, the seminar tutor is helping guide that. Yes, they know a lot, because obviously that's why they're here, and, like, that's why they're in a place like Warwick as well, because they do know a lot. But they don't have to be dictatorial about their knowing a lot as they would in GCSE or A-level. But I don't know, it does go into that play, because if the teacher's standing in front and they are the teacher, then everyone just revert back to how many years of indoctrination of, you know, sitting down and listening. But if it's a circle and the seminar tutor actually comes down to your level and it's like having a conversation, I think some of my favorite modules while at Warwick has been the ones where sometimes you can't even, the seminar tutor doesn't seem like they don't act like they're better than you in any way. They're just there to learn as well, and they're so engaged when students are speaking in terms of, like, they're actually listening rather than already thinking of, oh, that's wrong, this is what is right. Like, when a seminar tutor is like, oh, that's very interesting where you've come from, can you develop that a bit more? And then they're asking questions to develop a point rather than immediately shutting points down. It's just, I'm like, yeah, I'm listening, I'm engaged. Like, say more, you know?
Like, I remember I had one of my inter-depol seminar groups. I had one seminar tutor that was so, I don't know, again, I'm so used to, like, a teacher saying, yes, that's a good point. No, that's not a great point. But he was so, he was so different, because to everyone's point, he'd just say, oh, okay. And then literally that's it. Oh, okay.
I had one module from your sociology.
You know, I was like, okay, I'm determined to say a great point that he's gonna, like, say, wow, that's amazing, that's great, I agree 100%. Then I looked myself in the mirror, I said, Maureen, stand up. Okay. Stand up. This, you are not here to please this man. Like, just do take your point. But looking back, I'm so grateful he did that, because I could literally say whatever and I don't have to, like, look to him for, like, a reaction to my things. And I remember he'd always say, like at least 7 words throughout the whole seminar. Like the whole seminar, literally just people talking to each other and debating and stuff. And he'd be like, you wouldn't even think he was in the room. Like he'd sit down, like he wouldn't stand up, but like in front of the classroom, he'd literally sit with us and like go into the crowd and stuff, and then let everyone else speak and debate and stuff. So as opposed to like looking to see, you know, whether he agrees with our points, where he's going to step in, it was like kind of like just literally an open invite, like every man for himself.
I like that. I think that's so much better. I think that perhaps seminar tutors should be more like instigators, you know, like leave everyone to their own devices, you know, like are you sure? Are you sure about that? Are you going to have that, you know, like I think that's so much better because again, like everybody just gets so much more involved and like more ideas are shared and then, you know, the seminar tutor comes in to like just stimulate that a bit more and bring more out of people.
Energy.
Exactly. Yeah. Energy. You know, please, let's have a little bit, you know, because I had one module this year, sociology, where I'm, do you know what, I mean, I suppose it was sort of like that, but I think it's important for the seminar tutor to also be that person to fuel the beef, you know, because essentially it was just a situation where we were thrown into breakout rooms and left to discuss everything. And then he was like, yeah, cool. All right, bye. Like, can you, you know, you need to stimulate the conversation a bit more, like give us something more to work with. Like, yeah we've contributed our bit, but throw in that extra perspective, you know, or push, nudge us in that direction so that we could think a little bit more broadly about the topic or whatever it is.
Yeah. I think also, it's a good thing you brought up, like the breakout room and stuff like that, because I think that also adds to the openness of the conversation in the sense of like how are we having this conversation in seminars? Are we just doing a whole class discussion constantly, or are we doing stuff like you said in terms of is there a presentation each week that a student gives and then we have that open conversation about it, or are we being split up into different groups? Because now that it is in person, like as we've said, most online breakout groups are just not the best things because it's just silence until we get moved back into the main room. But now that it's in person, it's, you know, like if there's only 3 of us that in group A, because I had one seminar this year, that it was not the most enthusiastic seminar, but it was a great seminar in the sense that the seminar tutor constantly broke us up into different groups in every seminar where, you know, they give their lecture aspect of stuff, the way they're telling us what we need to know, like X, Y, and Z about each part of stuff, but then there'll be like 4 different groups to look at 4 different parts of the text or something, and then everyone feedback, and it's a conversation where like they're also adding to that conversation, and it's not just the okay, that group has spoken, now next group. It's not that. It's like there's space and time for can you develop a bit more, and then she's like, oh, they're like, oh, I really enjoyed, I really appreciated what you said there, and then I've never thought of that. I disagree with it on this basis, and it's like there's that dialogue rather than it feeling like just stuff that you need to do to pass the time before, you know, it's been 1 hour and 30 minutes and everyone can go. And some seminars do feel like that, but yeah, I don't know what you guys think about that. Like the different manners of presentation and or the different ways in which you're made to contribute. Like, if would you rather it just continuously be like a whole class discussion, or do you appreciate they splitting up?
Even harmonize. I appreciate the splitting off into groups and like working with different people. Because again, like when you present and then the class has to feedback, it's by force for you to think critically and be evaluative of the perspectives that they have brought to the table. And again, you know, it just amplifies that diversity of thought and you're able to take away so much more from the experience.
I agree. I feel like I don't like it, but I appreciate it. No, do you know this? I really don't like it because I like getting cut out, but I do like being kept on my toes and stuff. Like when you have that random like presentation that you have to do, or like the random group work that they just throw in there, I really do appreciate it, because when it's constantly like, okay, you have notes that you have to make to prepare for your seminar, it becomes too repetitive, like too routine, to the point where you start, you know, cutting corners or like, oh sure, like again, I've had my fair share of like seminars where I should not have like been able to walk all the way I did without like any notes and stuff, but I still did. Because I know, oh sure, like every week's gonna be the same. Mm-hmm. Like I know what to expect, so I know how to like avoid it or take the lazy route out. Whereas when you have a presentation and the whole class is relying on you, best believe I'm doing an all-nighter. Like I do like being kept on my toes. Yeah. I think it's good. It's good to switch up as well, because again, it does become boring, repetitive and stuff like that, and it forces you to actually like speak to your, you know, fellow students and stuff. Like I find it hilarious, like when the group chat starts popping when everyone's stressing, like mm-hmm. oh my god, I have to like present this week, or what have you done. Like a lot of collaborative work as well, I think, is really, really effective.
Okay, I suppose the next point that like that we could go into is about the purpose of the seminar, and there's a lot that's been said here about that being chosen as one of the reasons why, one of the main things that could be better, that could force better inclusion and better just participation, is just having a clear sort of understanding of this is what the seminar is about.
What
do you mean?
Learning objectives.
Yeah.
School.
Yeah.
Don't bring that back.
I mean, not in that way that's so patronizing, but like it is nice to have something that like it's just clear that this is, you know, because I think as I said, in terms of like the indoctrination that we've gone through throughout, like, you know, primary, secondary, GCSE, like the whole idea is that at the end of this, there's a grade that's waiting for you, and like everything you're doing, regardless of how much you actually like the learning, you have to forget that you like the learning sometimes, because mm-hmm. all you need to remember is that you have to do an exam at the end of this. And I think I like the fact that, like, I don't know, for me, like that's not how I see uni, or that's not how I feel like my degree has been, even though, you know, it is the like second year, it was all about like the calculator game of like how,
oh,
you know, how much do I need to get in this to like stay on the what I need to be on. But it feels like there's more to, you know, you're not just learning because you have to do an exam, you're learning because you know we've chosen this degree, we're spending a ridiculous amount of money on this degree. Like we can have a conversation about if it's worth it or not, but like we're still, the money's still leaving, you know, the money's still going to someone, we still have to enter the debt at some point. So it's nice to know that this it's nice to know that it's more than just this exam and stuff, because you know, times have changed. Like the degree, when we leave here, like the degree is not always, it's not as, you know, exciting as it used to be, because everyone has a degree now. So,
it's just paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Pen on paper.
So what else am I getting from going to the seminars? What else am I getting from like being in that module? What's the general big idea? And I'm not sure like how well you think that gets, because I think the main issue with that is the first seminar. Like, how is that sold, or like how what happens in that first seminar that makes you think, okay, this is what it's going to look like in by the end of the year? Like what is the, yeah, how what do you think of, like, have you guys had a good first seminar that,
like an ideal seminar?
Yeah,
like what's the ideal introductory? I'd say like when you actually spend time to know everyone in the room, as opposed to, like, you're going to see these faces, like for the term, you know what I mean? You might as well get to know them, know their names and stuff.
Like you've seen them for 25
Do you know
weeks,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, but in one of my modules, we did, like, what are your expectations of this module? Like, what do you think you're going to learn? What would you like to learn? You know, so we went through all of that, like, what are our opinions and stuff? Like, for the sociology of race, we were like, okay, what do we think this is going to be about? And then the module tutor say, okay, you're absolutely wrong, this was actually me about, but that's fine that you're wrong, because it's okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just like when they take a break from like the content itself and they take time to actually get inside people's heads, like where's your mind at right now, or what are you thinking and stuff. Like, as opposed to just you walk in, don't really know anybody, and they go straight into it and you're thinking, wow, 25 weeks will stretch. Like,
yeah,
you feel every single minute of it, as opposed to, oh okay, I'm gonna go learn with people I like, or people who like think like me, or people who like don't think like me. Even like, I think it's just, it's better when you actually know like who you're, the environment in which you're going to learn in.
So I'll read this one. This says, so this person has written, this is a math student, second year. The purpose of, so they've identified the purpose of seminar for each module as an issue, and said, of course, the seminar is a perfect place to ask questions, but otherwise it'd be great to focus less on exercise sheets, but instead in some applications, intellectually stimulating related content. So I, to make that just more general, because obviously this is quite math specific, I think that that is, that basically summarizes what I was saying in terms of what is the big oomph of this module and of this seminar of this week, even if you go by week thing. And is it just, I don't know, maybe for you guys, is it just that essay that you're going to write at the end? Is this the week that you're going to choose in terms of the topic that you're going to like write in your essay? Or is there anything more?
I mean, I'm a firm believer in the work smart, not hard movement. So for me, I am probably going to, I'm definitely going to spend more time or put more effort into attending the weeks that I would consider for an essay topic. But I suppose that's why I think, I guess I agree with what they're saying in a sense, you know, like there should be more intention and there should be like a stronger vision, like with each week of each seminar that's going to take place, because I don't know, then you can just get away with like not engaging, like maybe it's actually interesting, I don't know, I feel like it needs to be sold to us a little bit more, otherwise it just feels like, okay, I just need to show up for showing up sake, which I probably won't do if it's not going to edify like what I'm learning in any way or be beneficial.
I don't know if I'm being naive, I probably am, but I think people choose like their modules because they're actually interested in it. At least I did. I know some people choose it for the cats and stuff, you know, the easiest way to earn them. But I chose them because I'm genuinely interested in it. And even some of the like the weeks where I know I'm not gonna write about it, I'm still like, I want to learn. Like I can be university to, if there was an option to just learn without any like exams and assess. Lovely W stuff. Like I would honestly love that so much. But I just go because I'm just interested in like what they have to say. Whether or not I can, you know, put that in an essay, that's a whole different, you know, issue. But I will, like, still attend, like, every week because I think, okay, I chose this module for a reason. Even though it doesn't actually link to any of the weeks, you know, it's, I'm still going to go and attend. Then even, like, there may not, like, be an intention to it, but I still think it's interesting.
That's true. Very true. And to be fair, there are a lot of synoptic links between the weeks within a module, but of course, if you don't feel like it's an engaging environment that, I don't know, where productive conversations take place, then
there's no point.
It's tough.
Okay. Is there any other one that you think would be nice to like go into that said something particularly?
I like the, someone brought up like how seminars are too short, like they go by way too quickly and there's not enough time to actually discuss like the really important things. Like someone said that, let me read it out, they say, talking about how they go too fast and you can't take anything in, professors talk too slowly about the first two problems so you don't have time to get to the difficult stuff that you had questions on, which I 100% agree. I wish like seminars were like 2-3 hours long. Controversial. controversial. I wish it was so much longer. Like literally when the 1 hour passes I get so sad. I'm just thinking,
Maureen is first yet.
No, let's revisit this.
Like if lectures were like 30 minutes to an hour, cool, and then seminars are like 2 hours maybe, that's like, that would be so much better, because the seminar, like, that's what you really need, like that's actually what you actually need. Like lectures, you can actually fly past it, no one asks any questions, like lecture just says everything you need to say. They read off the PowerPoint as quick as they can, cool, do your thing, then you get to the seminar where you actually want to understand, so obviously you're gonna need more time. Like I don't understand the logic of making them both last, you know, as the same time. Like people actually want to ask questions, so you should account for that in when you're talking about like duration of seminars and stuff.
Because I imagine like sometimes, like, I mean, I don't know how much I agree with making it, but like I think when when they're that sure, I imagine one of the reasons is because like some seminar tutors are always very like open about, please come and see me after, come and do this, but it's not as easy because to just go and be seeing people up and down, because obviously like that first of all their timetable, does it work with your timetable? Like sometimes it's easy to forget that you're doing four other modules, like through alongside that one module, or even if you for some reason decide to do 15 cats, that's your own business. Then you're doing like at least you're doing eight different modules. That's eight different professors that you have to go and see after, and like your timetable is just hectic. Like so, I do appreciate like if it is longer, maybe then everyone gets to ask the questions that they have, or if your email gets responded to on time, then you can send an email. But that's like, it's all a big if kind of situation. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it would be nice to just be able to have a more conversation. But then also there's that basis of like, are people actually going to engage?
Exactly. Yeah. What, adding on an extra half hour just to sit in front of that hour, you know?
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I couldn't disagree more. But you know what? I think everyone's different. For me, I'm someone that struggles to focus. As you can tell, like I just lose my train of thought, like nothing. So that's why I think that seminars, like, they just need to be more intentional. Like, if I'm coming to a seminar, I know that this is what I need to have prepared. We're going to be talking about this, this, and this. This group is going to do this. Like, if we can be more efficient in that sense, you know, rather than coming to a seminar on vibes, like, yeah, do you know what? I've done the reading. I've looked at the seminar questions. Like, let's have it. You know, like, that's when it's not as productive. But again, if you keep me on my toes and like I know that this is what we're gonna do and this is what I need to have prepared, then I don't really see reason for extending seminars, especially with a lack of concentration skills.
But don't you want a vibe? Like, don't you want to just like,
where's the vibe?
Like, I remember one of my history of sociological taught, one of my sociology seminars, like one of my seminar tutors, he was like, we've gone past our 1 hour, but we still stayed in the classroom. And he was like, okay, if you guys want to go, like, some of you guys want to go, cool, by all means. But if some of you want to stay and, you know, continue to talk about it, then stay. And of course, I stayed and we were just chatting for ages. We were just making so many links that weren't 100% academic, but they were still like, I'll be like, oh, this kind of links to what I saw on Twitter. And I'm literally linking Hobbes to what I've seen on the Twitter timeline, you know what I mean? Like, you won't do that in, whereas some people in the seminar are thinking, okay, this is one thing to cross off my list for the week, do you know what I mean? Yeah. People want to like, are cautious with their time, whereas me, I like frolicking around, you know? I like asking, how's your day been? Do you know what I mean? Just building that rapport with the, you know, the seminar tutor and stuff. I just think creates a more relaxed environment, do you know what I mean? As opposed to the bing bang bosh, like, do this, do that, do you get it? Like, it seems less.
I mean, when I was saying bish bash bosh, like, not too bishy bashy, you know, like not too intense. Like, I do like having a chat. If everyone was just in it, if I knew that I was coming to a good vibe,
there's one seminar, one module that I had. I think it must have, well, first year or the module first year, like. I can't really blame seminar tutor or anything because that was online and that was very like, it is what it is. But like this year, there's one module that I had in person, most of my module in person this year, but it was, I was a bit upset by it every single week because so much potential, like, you know, like so potential. Much, but it's like, there's so much juice in the module and so exciting, but everyone's moving like someone's told them if you talk we're gonna attack you. Like, it's just always silence all the time, and so even silence comes in like the simple question is like, how was your week?
Crickets.
I'm like, it's literally just so difficult. And like, I always try to think, why are people not speaking? Is it because of the time that this module is? Are people just tired by this point? Is it the day of the week? Because I think, it was on a Monday. No one's going out like that on a Sunday. Yeah. So, like, why? So I'm just confused. But, you know, it's very, it just annoys you that way. Because I would like to spend that time, like, you know, having a conversation about everything. Because there's another module where that is the atmosphere where they're talking about all this intellectual thing, but then also we actually link it to what's going on in the world immediately with, and that's like it's a history module which allows that, like that linking, because you can't be talking about history as a thing in the past. It's not that's not what history is. History is more than that, and so like it's, we have to link it to what's going on today, where the state of the world is now, and all of that situation. But there's probably not enough time, because maybe some people are too formulaic, where, you know, like there's some modules where we're going to spend 30 minutes on the lecture, and then we're going to spend the last hour, like, doing one presentation, doing this, doing that, doing, and then by the time we get to the, what's the work hour, you know, that, have you guys heard about the work
hour? Is it
hour?
The 5 minutes before and the five minutes after?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, by the time we do that, that's what they time it to, and then everyone's just gone.
Mm.
And because, again, some tutors, the timetable to have another seminar straight after. So it's like, there's not even enough time to stop and have that quick conversation.
Yeah.
But those are all things that I suppose could be improved, and that's what people have asked for to be improved. So maybe we do one more and then wrap it up. Wrap it up. So we've done how I think one last issue is the prep material stuff.
Yeah.
How, what do you guys want with that?
I'm still so surprised to hear that people have like irrelevant prep material. Like my prep is so on it. Like it's like to the point where it's probably more relevant than the lecture. Like the seminar would disregard the whole lecture. It's just those questions that like are solely based off of the reading. Like if you don't do the lecture, okay, you'll be grand.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. If you don't do the reading, then you'll actually just be staring at the lecture, they'll be staring at you. It's just blank faces all around you. I mean, the reading is probably the most important thing. So, like, my prep is so, it's basically the center of, like, all seminar stuff. Like, that's why people, if they don't do the reading, then they just don't go.
Yeah.
As opposed to the lecture, it's like, some of the times lecture, I'm just thinking, why did you waste your time? This could have been an email, do you know what I mean? Because clearly it's so irrelevant to the actual seminar. Which again links back to my point on how to seminarize the actual learning thing. But again, yeah, the prep, I think I'm very happy that mine is like really like relevant to like what they're actually going to be talking about. Like it's like four questions for each seminar based off of the reading, and you know what it's going to be asked and stuff.
Yeah.
Fair. I mean, I think it probably varies between degree disciplines, but within PACE, either. I don't think there's an issue as such with the material, but, I mean, unless it's some tough reading, but rather the quantity.
Mm.
So either we've just got the bog standard seminar questions, read chapters X, Y, and Z, and then we move on, or flipping heck, like one seminar, she was on it, we appreciate her, but not too much, babe. Not too, like, please, like, she said, do this, do that, shopping list, everything. Oh, like, it was just too overwhelming. So I think that more could be done to strike a balance between what should be expected of a student, well, what should be expected of them to like bring to the seminar, to prepare for the seminar.
Well, thank you guys for joining this conversation and being part of the podcast and the whole project, actually. So I would, the last question is, just ask, what is your big thing that you would like to change as you're going into final year?
Oh. Oof, what would I like to change about seminars?
Yeah.
Again, I'd probably say that sense of community. Just knowing that I can come to a seminar, everybody to like be able to feel comfortable coming to a seminar, knowing that, you know, there is this solidarity and we can all be open with each other in sharing our views and just like make that collaborative effort to make the most out of the session. I think that that's something that I'd really value, especially going into third year, because it's about to get rough.
Yeah.
It's about to get really, really rough. So just having that and knowing that my time is going to be well spent, you know, that bus journey is not going to be in vain.
Yeah.
I think that would be extremely valuable.
That's £300 bus journey.
Hey, that money.
I'd say, you know what it is, I'd say you're paying 9.3K, yeah? Some of your age mates are paying 20K, do you know what I mean? Plus, be intentional. Like, you know, it's every missed seminar, just think of the price. That's like, what, £100? Every time you miss a seminar, that's like, what, £100 down the drain. Do you know what I mean? Like, you came into this, you know, university to get a good education, and you're just limiting yourself by not, you know, putting your all into a seminar. I feel like people need to be intentional. Yeah. And just so to guarantee other people have like an actual productive, like, seminar experience, because if you're not going to talk and if it's just black screens, then what's the point? You know what I mean? Then no one's gonna, you know, benefit from that. So
because I think that's the main thing. It's just remembering that, like, the seminars is not just about you, but it's as much about you as everyone else. Because if there's six people in your seminar and everyone has done nothing,
literally, like, people always think, oh, just this 1 week I'm just gonna blend in the background. I'm like, babe, four other people are saying that in your head, you know what I mean? And now it's silence in the room. Do you know what I mean? So someone has to be intentional with it. Like, I'd say, at least, I know it's hard, it's long, but just try. Do you know what I mean? It's all for your own benefit anyway.
Yeah, that's why the collaboration is really important. You know, like, you shouldn't be able to get away with it. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's very easy to take the mic.
Too easy.
With, you know, with these seminars and stuff. But, like, I don't know. Like, you should sort of feel like it is something to look forward to, like, to some degree. You know, this should be something really interesting and stimulating. And, again, like, everybody should put in that individual effort to come together and, you know, have a productive experience.
Well, sorry, thank you so much for having this conversation. And yeah, this is the end of the second episode, year two. And stay tuned for the third episode about third years and year three, as they reflect on their first, second and third year at Warwick and what the seminar has been like for them. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.